so I was listening to this podcast, this guy who's a genius, but he's an atheist. And so that kind of makes him a fool, you know. He's a genius, but a fool at the same time, because he's trying to figure out in his own energy. And then at the very end of all his talks, he's written all these books and all this. He says that we don't have a free will and all that. So he's mad at God because he's not independent of, that he's not outside of God, right? He's mad because his creator created him. And God allows this guy to attack God himself. God allows this dude to attack himself, namely God. God allows this man to attack God, which, and God is himself. So God created him, but he's mad that God is God, you know. And he's trying to, he's mad because of some biblical stories where God destroyed some nations because this guy doesn't understand the fact that everybody's born in sin, and Jesus had to show up on the scene, and these other nations were trying to stop it through the Jewish lineage. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise, right? And he talks about Genesis, and he talks about God is limited knowledge and doesn't want man to live forever. In the flesh, you don't want to live forever. Why would you want to be a biological robot forever in the flesh? Your spiritual body will have no pain, will not be limited in space-time. See, you got somebody down here who's, I spent 10 years of my life just decoding. Six or seven years, I was just, that's all I thought about every day. But once you go down a pattern of choice to decode, or whatever you choose, you're always thinking about it. So after 6 years, I had, 6, 7 years, I've retrained my brain to think in the code, so it'll never go away, you know. When you're first learning a new topic, you think, will I forget this? The chances of you forgetting it are slim, unless you just don't use it. Like if you learn a new language, you went to another country, learned a language, came back to your original language, the country of your original language, you'd still know it. It would come back, but if you didn't use it, you might not think about it that much. But you're in, so what do you do every day? You get up, you go through the cycles. I don't care if it's yearly cycles, monthly cycles, weekly cycles, daily cycles, or whatever. So God has put us down here in the space-time cycle. Everything repeats. And the reason we're in this repeat cycle is because he said, be fruitful and multiply. Multiplication is a series. 5 times 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, series, multiplication. Be fruitful and multiply. You have to have cycles and series and sequences and repeats to multiply. If we didn't have the cycles, you couldn't multiply. You couldn't do a repeat. You couldn't do the the birthing to the next product. The woman has a baby. She has another baby. Then she has another baby. Then those babies have a baby. And those babies have a baby. And it just keeps repeating. Now, the 3D reproduction points to a spiritual truth that you must be born again. And then you go out and give out the gospel. He was talking to him. He says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. In other words, they were fishermen fishing for fish, right? And how they got rich is just catch a bunch of fish in a net. Just multiplies, right? But he said, I want to move you away from the mundane natural cycle of reproduction to get you into a spiritual reproduction because it's unlimited, right? The spirit plane is unlimited. You must be born again and have some reproduction cycles spiritually. Again, 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 training programs, simulated training programs. So all the natural stuff is mundane. You've already had the conversation before. You've already done that before. Somebody's already thought that before you. The red versus blue, the cube, the 666, the flesh mind, the spirit mind. Even though I put it out there as a new topic, just like when I put free energy out on YouTube, and I put Faith Alone out on YouTube, and had it spread, and also now I put the cube out on YouTube, and also I'm explaining how the flesh versus the spirit works. Well, I also put walking in the spirit out there, and most people still don't get it, even though it's simple. Now God allowed me to see it because I knocked. I sought it, and I asked. You ask, you knock, and you seek in faith. Lord, I don't know what the truth is. Please tell me the truth. I hear all these voices. I hear all these preachers. Which one's telling the truth? Compare it to His Word. Okay, I'm comparing it to Your Word, and they're twisting this verse out of context. Okay, so they're liars. They're taking a verse out of context. Yep, they're liars. Move on to the next one. Everybody has a little bit of truth because they couldn't function down here in this reality without it. To function in reality, you have to have some truth because you wouldn't be able to function otherwise. One truth you need to learn is there's three kinds of food. Carbs, oils, protein. And I found out if you go strictly keto, it'll mess you up. You have to have some fiber, some vegetables. You have to have some fiber. You'll need a whole lot. But back in the day, our grandparents, they'd eat the meat and the vegetables, and then they'd eat the dessert at the end. I don't even think you need sugar or any kind of dessert, but if you do eat it at the end because the fiber will keep it from going into your system. Anyway, if we're going to have longevity, we need to worship God because God is the one that gives you breath and life. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. The guy's saying, hey, ultimately you don't have free will. Well, you have some free will. You either receive God or reject God. You receive God's Son or you reject God's Son. There's your free will right there. You choose to burn in hell or you go to heaven and live forever with a new body. And they might call God narcissistic, wanting to be worshipped and all that. But we're talking about the Creator versus the creation. He didn't have to create me, you, anybody. He didn't have to create anybody. He gave you life, and life more abundantly. And so we can step into it, if we want to, by faith. And all those strongholds and all those bloodline curses you can actually break them through prayer and fasting and just by the blood. Because those fourth generation curses are only broken by those who have entered in by faith. You can break the curse. The fourth generation curse, all the way to the fourth generation, if you get saved. But if you don't get saved, your dad was an alcoholic, you're going to be an alcoholic. Your mama was a prostitute, you're going to be a prostitute. Your grandfather was a hothead, you're going to be a hothead. Your mama was a thief, you're going to be a thief. Your grandmother was a thief, you're going to be a thief. Everybody in your family went to jail, you're going to go to jail. You can break it. But it's not you breaking it. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the blood. It's the new paradigm. Because you've entered into a new reality. Jesus alone saves. People really think that they can live without God. When in Him we live and breathe and have our being, He's the one that sustains every thought, every action. It blows your mind. This atheist could be so smart, but so dumb.